You're listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.
I wish this wasn't true, folks, but have you ever noticed that people go to jail for things like government does? I mean, this poor guy, not poor guy, but this guy, Charles Ponzi, in 1920 came up with an idea, and it had to actually revolve around stamps, postage stamps, and how he could trade the stamps at different rates in different countries. But regardless, when that dried up, he started taking money from people to pay back people, and then he took more money from people to pay back people, and more money from people to pay back people. What does that sound like? A bit like Social Security? Signed into law in 1935 by FDR? Y'all know what the average life expectancy was in 1935? For men, it was 59.9 years. For women, 63.9. The law said you could collect at age 65. That doesn't seem like a very good deal to me, and it doesn't seem like how we're going to do that, but let's fast forward. So it wasn't until 1979, the year of our Lord, great year, 45 years ago, that the average life expectancy would make it to 70 for both men and women. And now it's through the roof, and now people are collecting for much longer than they ever paid in for. And the person behind them is paying them because we promise the person getting the money a certain rate of return. I mean, it's comical. It is absolutely comical. And then when you go and you testify in court, they'll say to you, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And the keyword is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And you say, yep. And if you omit something, knowingly omit something, then you've committed perjury and you're going to jail. Well, the good news is, folks, while I have no legal authority over anyone in government, I certainly can expose some of this stuff. And we're going to talk today about how La Crosse County, when you get your tax statement, how they manipulate this bill to make it look like they are taxing you less than they are. And we're going to talk about the atrocity, this monstrosity of a referendum that the La Crosse School District put forward of $53 million. And they are omitting tons of information to you. And I'm not happy one bit. So if you have high blood pressure, folks, go take your medication, sit down, come back and listen. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with how you are taxed in the county of La Crosse, okay? There are a potential of 5 taxing authorities that can levy taxes on you. The state of Wisconsin, which they do not levy taxes on you, but they do have the authority. The county itself levies taxes on you. The city itself levies taxes on you. And the school district levies taxes on you. All four of those entities I just listed off are elected officials. You have a representative and you have somebody that represents you that you can reach out to. The final taxing agency, which really irritates me, is Western Technical College. Not because I hate Western Technical College. I love Western Technical College. I think they do a lot of good work. But the Board of Trustees submits their mill rate, which we'll get into in a minute, to the county, and then you're taxed. The Board of Trustees is an unelected board where you and I do not have specific representation. We have no one we can elect and no one we can run against them. They are appointed to a term and they are on there regardless during that term. That is some scary stuff that people who are not elected by the people can tax you. And I don't like that one bit. But let's move on. So you get your property tax bill in the mail. You'll see those taxing agencies. You'll see 2 credits on there, which we're not going to get into because some people qualify and some people don't. But then you will see something down in the bottom right. You'll see a big, long decimal point. And this is deception at its finest, and I believe it's purposeful. You'll see a big, long, it'll say something along the lines of your net mill rate. Here's what's deceptive about that. The mill rate is defined, and you are taxed like this. For every 1 mill, you are taxed $1 on every $1,000 of your property value. let me say that again. $1 mil is $1. You are taxed for every $1,000 of property value. So if you have $2 mil, you would pay $2 in taxes for every $1,000 in property value. All right, so we're all following along at this point. They use a decimal because what you sincerely need to do to fill that definition of what a mill rate is you have to multiply that decimal by 1,000 to find out what your true dollar to $1,000 of home value tax is. In La Crosse, right now, I randomly picked an address. It was 20.65. $20.65 for every $1,000 in home value. Seems like a lot. Seems disingenuous that they just can't simply put right on there. For every $1,000 of home value, you are taxed this amount. Now, they're going to argue that they do, but they don't tell you what mill rate is. They don't tell you how to multiply that by 1,000. That's how they do it. There's a secret trick in behind that. To see if the city, the county, Western, the school district needs more revenue. Just got to hope, wink and nod, that property values go up. And we're thrilled, right, when we see some statement says, yeah, your property increased X amount of percentage. So did my taxes, of course, but then you see that small little number on the bottom. So the way this works is all four of those agencies come up with their budget. They send it over to the treasurer at the county. The county then calculates the total property value within the county. Total property value. And they simply take the budget of all four agencies and they divide it by the total property value, and you get your mill rate. That mill rate is then applied to every home in La Crosse. See where I'm going with this here? So if you have a mill rate of 20, and let's say that your home value goes up $10,000, what does that mean for you? You were just taxed an additional $200 without the city, the county, the school board, or Western having to do anything to get that money. And they spend it. But when you look at your property tax statement, you'll see a very long, 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 long decimal point. You don't know what it means. Multiply that number by 1,000, that long decimal point. The number you get is the dollars per 1,000 that you're taxed, and that's how your property tax is figured out. And you have one unelected board that just gets to throw a budget in there, and it just happens. So why do I say that what the school board is doing with this $53 million referendum is disingenuous? If you go to their website, which I'm not going to give you, but I am going to go to their next meeting, and I am going to ask them why they're using the words that they're using. On their website, it says that it's only 44 cents more added to your existing mill rate. Now, let's go back again. How do we determine our property value for tax purposes? The county has an assessor, and they assess what your home is worth. From there, you know how to calculate it from there. So it may be 44 cents over the current mill rate now, but what is it next year? How much more is it over the current mill rate next year? See, you would think that you're just voting on a $53 million project. And when the $53 million is done, you're done. You're voting to actually increase your mill rate. That is what happens. And so when your mill rate goes up, all that has to happen is your property value goes up. And the mill rate goes with it. So next year, it will be much higher than the 44 cents over your current mill rate. Folks, this is like the sleight of hand trick where the guy walks into a bar with a $10 bill and he asks for $8 back, and then he says, here's your $5, why don't you give me my $20? But the school district itself says 44 cents more. That's a half a mil, almost half a mil. So you could actually take 50 cents, 44 cents. You take your home value divided by 1,000. So if it's 100,000, you divide it by 1,000, you have 100 units. Take your 44 cents times that 100. That's what you're going to pay. When the value goes up, what you pay them goes up. So it is not accurate to say that it's just 44 cents over your current mill rate. It is on the current tax year, but not long term. But that's the school district. Their job is to sell this thing, right? But we should take a look. We should actually take a look at, do we really even need this? So here you go, folks. Here's some statistics for you that I got from the U.S. Census Bureau, I got from DPI, and I got from the school district. DPI is Department of Public Instruction. So enrollment in the school district of La Crosse has been on a 30-year decline. Since 1995, enrollment has fallen almost 30%. It's from 8,100 students to 5,700 students. Think of that. Since 1990, birth rates in La Crosse have fallen by 30%, and they're continuing to fall every year. Now let's look at what projections are. It's the great thing about math and statistics and about having data from the school district, the U.S. Census Bureau, and historical data. By 2028, they're going to project a loss of a total of 746 more students, with 284 of those coming from the elementary level, 158 in the middle school, and 289 at the high school. Now let's look at the age of La Crosse quickly while we can. The age of residents 55 years of age and older, it's actually increased by 30%. What does that mean? That means people are, they moved here, they were once young here, they once had kids here, and they once sent them to school here. Over the age of 55 years old is not considered prime childbearing age. So where are the schools going to get more people? I'm not sure where they're going to get more people. But there are fewer younger families in La Crosse, and that's not good, because you need younger families to have children to have schools. Overall, if you look at the La Crosse School District and you just look at the last several years of this and you look at all the other 400-plus school districts in the state of Wisconsin, and you look at the top five most rapidly declining school districts by enrollment, La Crosse is number 5 out of over 400 school districts. But here's their plan. We're going to tear down two elementary schools. We're going to close two elementary schools. We're going to tear down the administrative building. We're going to build one monstrosity of a elementary school, and then we're going to send the kids there. Help me figure this out. We're going to close two schools, tear down an administrative building, build a school. Population's falling. Population is aging. School enrollment is declining. It's going to continue to decline. But yeah, we're going to tear down two schools, or we're going to close two schools, tear down an administrative building, and then build a school. Honestly, has anyone just thought of, let's close one school and just move the kids to the other one that's already built and we're good to go? Yeah, go to their website. It talks about, well, if it doesn't pass, then we're going to have to cut staff and faculty. Well, guess what? If you don't have kids, you don't need them, right? I mean, if that's the issue, let's talk that issue. And then they go to sell it to you saying, well, it's only 44 cents more over the current mill rate. That's almost half a mill, and we now know what a mill is. And we know that every time your property taxes go up, your mill rate stays the same. It's pretty scary stuff, right? So let's not just look at La Crosse. Let's look at the rest of the school district, all right? If you look into the rest of the Midwest, because I don't want to just say, oh, La Crosse is an anomaly and we're going to come back, okay? So if you look at the population growth in the Midwest, there was 0.1% population growth from 2010 to 2020. And the birth rate has declined pretty significantly from 13.4 births per 1,000 people to 11.2 in 2000. See, folks, people are having less kids, they're getting married less, and they want to be more transient. They absolutely do. And so there's been a migration as well out of the Midwest, and I'm not going to go into as to why that is, but that's also contributed it to the Midwest as a whole. But lacrosse has yet one other issue that is somewhat unique to lacrosse, but unfortunately and sadly, not extremely unique to this area. Single-parent households in lacrosse make up 27% of all households, family households. Single parents, either a single mom or a single dad. Now, if you're a single mom or a single dad, man, I know how hard it's got to be. I'm not a single dad. But, you know, if I didn't have my wife, I think my kids and I would have to go move into an orphanage somewhere just to stay alive because, man, she does a lot and she's good at it. Me, not so much. I'll take the kids fishing and hunting and we'll go to sports and all that stuff. But I mean, man, she's got it all figured out. Like, here's the doctor, here's the teachers, you know, here's their birthdays. I mean, she knows it all. But single parents typically don't have more children. So you've got an aging population that is growing over the age of 55 who are not in their childbearing years. And you have a very large 27% of family households or single parent households here in lacrosse. So two parent households still remains about 60%, but that's been shrinking. And so has the number of children that people are having. Folks, Lacrosse School District is not going to boom. They're going to continue to lose enrollment until they essentially bottom out. And where that bottom out is going to be, I believe, is going to be right around whatever our rental unit population is. Because there is nowhere to build new homes in the Lacrosse School District. And individuals who have lived here, their kids went to school here when we were thriving with kids, but are now over the age of 55, are probably not inclined to move. This is home. And they're getting older. So I'm failing to see why we need this. And then it hit me. One, the mill rate continues to stay the same, so that's going to be a hell of a revenue generator for the school district later on. Number two, you know, if something's dying and you throw everything, you invest everything that you've got in it, you don't walk away from it, right? For sports fans out there, Maurice Claret, Ohio State, awesome rookie or awesome freshman year, got suspended, flailed out, did a whole bunch of jail stuff and whatever, goes to the draft when he's eligible, gets drafted in the compensatory round. Denver offers him a signing bonus and he says, no, make me earn it. And 3 days later, they cut him. Had he had that signing bonus, they would have had an investment in him. And that is their goal. Make the community invest so that they don't look like they wasted $53 million plus how much ever the mill rate or your property goes up in the future so that we can continue to employ the teachers and everyone else that we employ. Folks, you cannot make a valid argument as to why we need to close to and build a giant $53 million school with the statistics that I just gave you. An aging population over the age of 55 staying in their home. A growth in single-parent households, 27% of all family households. The remaining 60% of family households aren't having child-age children. And the number of children per 1,000 individuals is dropping. They want you to invest essentially in their revenue because the mill rate will stay the same, but your property value is going to continue to climb. It's free money. By the way, here's a shiny little new school, and that's what we're going to have. This is not okay, people. This is not okay. And the way they're selling it is not okay. Why don't they say it's half a mil? Why don't they put on these ballots that, hey, it's $53 million bucks. When it's paid off, it's gone. Gone! Why don't they do that? Why don't they put on the ballot that $53 million? Automatically, we repeal whatever the mill rate is at that point. Why don't they do that? Gone. That's all they got to do. Nuh-uh. Nope. Increase the mill rate. Wait for property taxes to go up. Have their buddy, the county assessor, determine what your value is and get their money. Think of that. Not only do they get to determine the amount of tax that you have to pay, but then they are the ones that determine what your property value is to get to the 1,000 units. Do you think that there's an incentive at all there for them to jack your pricing up on your house? Of course there is. That's what's terrible about this. The county assessor determines your home value. The county treasurer takes all the budgets from the taxing units, divides it up by the total property value, and assigns each home then based off its value, because if you have a nicer home, you got to pay more, a certain amount per 1,000, and then you pay it. And what's your recourse, by the way? This is what I can't stand. What's your recourse? Going to go fight the property value? You going to take time to get the legal resources to do that? You going to push back against the county, and then what kind of retribution comes in the future? They literally get to get together every year and decide how much are we going to inflate the price of somebody's house so that we can get more tax money from them. And then they disingenuously put a percentage on the bottom that looks so small to the thousandth place that you look at it and you say, I'm getting a good deal. But since they're taxing you at the mill rate, which is $1 is one mill for every $1,000 of home value. If you have a 20 mil tax assessment for every $1,000 in home value, you are paying $20 in property taxes. And the next year, this government that is spending your money comes out to your house and assesses your house, and your value goes up and your mill rate stays the same, but they get more money. And how do they do it? We don't need a school. We don't need a $53 million school. We're not going to have any kids to put in the school, but they want the revenue, and they want to give you something shiny to look at to say where it went. That's not okay. Why don't they put on there? Put it on the ballot. After this, when the $53 million's paid off, your mill rate's gone. Or we're only going to tax until we've collected the $53 million. If it's needed that badly. Look, I believe that schools are a function of the local government. I'm not anti-school. I'm not at all. I can still sing my fight song. Ask my kids. I play it occasionally for them. It's awesome. Onward Sibley. I mean, the progressives got a hold of that school. We used to be called Henry Sibley High School, and now they're called, like, Peaceful Flying Doves or Peaceful Floating Utopia. I don't know. I don't even care. Not the point. Point is, my kids go to school. Why I went to school. I'm not anti-school, but I want them to be honest with you and not disingenuous to you. Ask them, hey, why don't you just tax us to $53 million and call it good? Why you got to do anything with a mill rate? Let's just say for 10 years, we're going to give everybody an assessment of $30. And then we're done. All gone. No mill rate. Just, you know, a little special assessment. So they could. They very well could. You get specially assessed for things all the time, like curbs and all of that fun stuff. But why not just have a special assessment then? Because after the school is built, the money's gone. And how are they going to pay for all of the people that are in there? They're selling this to you as this idea that it's going to save money, but they're trying to say that they're going to save money that they haven't spent yet in repairs and other things. They're trying to say we're going to save money. It's like trying to prove a negative. You can't do it, right? Like, how do you prove a negative until it happens? How do I prove you're going to spend that money until you spend it? Why close two schools to build one? When you got two, just take away one. Simple math. I got two apples. I take away one apple. I've got an apple left. Math works this way, too. I got two apples. I take two away, but then I go to the store and buy one. I got one. Why would I go buy one if I got two? Because it comes down to funding them. Vote no on this. No one can tell you, except for data and science, which I have here, the Census Bureau has, the Department of Public Instruction has, the school district has. The only thing that is going to happen in La Crosse is that the school-aged enrollment and population is going to continue to shrink until we hit a point where we bottom out, which will usually be right around the same percentage of what we have for rental households. Because we can't build more homes. There's nowhere to build them. I just wish they'd come out and be honest with you. So ask them that. Make it a, if you want this $53 million school for a dying school district and for declining enrollment, If you want it, then you know what? Go tell them, make it a special assessment, figure out what $53 million is, divide it up amongst the number of houses, and then when we're done, we're done. But they won't do it. They're just going to increase your mill rate because the mill rate is there forever, which means they can get more revenue simply by having someone's home value go up. And when their home value goes up, they decide it goes up. Have you ever noticed your home value doesn't go down when the assessor comes out? Never goes down. Only up. Artificially inflating prices. You know what else that does? When property values continue to rise up, it deters new families from moving in because it becomes unaffordable. So how are you even going to have new families move in here if the aging 55-plus population who isn't going anywhere moves out, but property taxes and property values are so high that a new family can't move in and pay it? Vote no. Do yourself a favor. Don't continue to let them determine your value and then tax you and claim that taxes have stayed the same. Because what they'll do is they'll say, well, the percentage is still the same. We didn't raise the mill rate. We didn't raise the mill rate. No kidding, you didn't raise the mill rate. What you did was you raised my value of my home, which means you get more money even though my mill rate's the same. Remember, a mill rate is $1 of taxation for every $1,000. On your property tax bill, they decided to display that as a decimal out to the 1,000th place. So take that decimal, multiply it by 1,000. That is your mill rate. That is how many dollars you pay for every 1,000 they say your home is worth. And when they tell you, we didn't raise your taxes, we haven't raised your taxes, say, you know what, but you raised my home value. And because I pay a certain dollar amount per 1,000, you are raising my taxes. Join me on Twitter, Andy Parrish. Join me on Instagram at Andy Parrish Show. Subscribe, and share this podcast.
You've been listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.